blessing. It's a blessing to be here this morning. Appreciate all of God's goodness on us. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God. Amen. I'm glad that I know Him above everything else. Listen, if I had everything else in the world, but I didn't know Him, all the rest of it would be a waste. But knowing Him makes everything worthwhile. The book of Psalms, chapter number 4, verse number 7. The Word of God says, Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Verse 7 again said, Thou hast put gladness in my heart. You can be seated this morning. Thank you for standing. Before I get into the message, I will make mention, too, that a card was given to me to be read, and I kept feeling in my pockets to find it. When I found it, I read it, but I had to find where I had put it. It says, perhaps you sent a lovely card or sat quietly in a chair, or perhaps you sent a funeral spray, or if so, we saw it there. Perhaps you spoke the kindest words as any friend could say. Perhaps you were not there at all, just thought of us that day. Whatever you did to console our hearts, we thank you so much, whatever the part, by the family of Shirley Carnes, David Lewis, those of you especially that brought food and the prayers that were prayed and different things and the loss of his stepmom this past week, they wanted to thank you for that. All right, we are looking in the book of Psalms, chapter number 4, and verse number 7 is where we're taking our text. And that verse did say once more, Thou hast put gladness in my heart. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. And that's what I want to try to preach on for just a moment this morning. If I had to throw a title on this thing, I'd title this message, He Makes Me Glad. He makes me glad. Amen. And there's a lot of things in life that seems to make folk glad, seems to make people happy. But I'll say this morning, He makes me glad. There's an old song in the hymn book on page 150, the dearest friend I ever had, that further chorus said, He saved my soul, oh bless His name. I'll never forget the day He came. He makes me glad when I am sad. He's the dearest friend I ever had. I'll say He surely makes me glad this morning. On page 124, there's one called, I'm so glad. It says, glory, glory. Honor be to His name forever. Never a greater friend the sinful race has had. Love Him, praise Him. Jesus, the Master Savior. He's redeemed the soul of mine. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I'm saved. Amen. I'll say, surely He makes me glad. There's much sought out in life. However, the pursuit of happiness is the most elusive goal man has ever had. He attempts to make his heart glad with everything of this world. And these external things, however, only bring temporary sensation of a permanent need. Man's heart longs for an eternal joy and gladness. But society's pleasures can only offer momentary rushes of excitement and pleasure that simply mask the emptiness inside of his heart. And to know the Lord and the power of His resurrection. And this surely is glory. This surely is joy. This surely is gladness. How without that you'll never have joy. You'll never have happiness. You'll never really be glad. I'm sure to know Him. This is what the heart longs for. And this is what above everything else I can rejoice in. And Thou hast hereby often. And David saying often. He said He hath put. And that word is not just a one-time happening. But He said He hath put. He has often refreshed my heart with gladness. He's not only supported me and refreshed me, but filled me with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And therefore, this is what I still pursue and what I will seek after all the days of my life. And when God puts grace in the heart, He puts gladness in the heart, friend. And nor is any joy comparable to that which gracious souls have and the communications of the divine favor of God. And no, not the joy of harvest. Not a plentiful harvest, David said.
bread, and the corn and wine increase. And this is a gladness in the heart I'm talking about. An inward, solid, substantial joy. And the mirth of worldly people is but a flash. It's but a shadow. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Even in laughter, Proverbs said, even in laughter their heart is sorrowful. But he says, thou hast given gladness in my heart. And so the word is, true joy is God's gift, not as the world giveth, and not that the world can take away. And the saints have no reason to envy, and the carnal worldlings of this society, and their mirth and joy, but should pity them, brother, for they know may know better than the grace of God, but yet will not. And let me share with you for just a few moments this morning of some ways the Lord has made me glad. I say He makes me glad. He makes me glad in salvation. Amen. I'll say without you, no God, you'll never be glad. You'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy. I'm so glad I'm saved. Oh, thank God. And to know the Lord and free pardon of sin makes me glad, Brother Ewell. Ain't nothing else like being saved. Ain't nothing else like being born again. Ain't nothing else like knowing God. I'd rather be saved as be a millionaire. Amen. I'd rather be saved be a rich man, a congressman, senator, president of the United States. I'd just rather be saved as anything I know of. He makes me glad in salvation. Hey, to know the Lord and free pardon of sin makes me glad. Psalms 144 and 15 said, happy is the people that is in such a case. Yay! Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Matthew chapter number 19. I'll give you some contrast. I got to think about this yesterday evening while I was studying, and I already had the outline sort of put together, and I was kind of putting the meat on the bones, and I had the skeleton already there, but I was putting a little meat on the bones, and I got to thinking about this yesterday afternoon. I was studying the book of Matthew chapter number 19, and that's where the rich young ruler comes to Jesus by night, and he says, of course, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. And he said, I perceive that you're a teacher come from God and all this business. And finally he looks at him and says, well, says, you know the commandments that you got to do no murder, and you got to not steal and cheat and lie and all these other things. And he said, I've done all this from my youth up. And he says, yet one thing thou lackest. I've sold all that thou hast and give it to the poor. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And the Bible says the man went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful. Matthew 19, the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, not knowing the Lord. But in Luke chapter 19, Zacchaeus, the Bible said, received him joyfully. Amen. I'm saying knowing God will make you glad. He makes me glad in salvation. You know why? And the rich young ruler was sorrowful. He went away not knowing the Lord. You know why, Zacchaeus? I had joy in his heart because he received him joyfully. And Jesus went home with him. I'll say to know him. And the free pardon of sin makes me glad. Yeah. Well, Isaiah 12 and 3 said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It'll make you glad. Somebody said, oh, preacher, I'm saved. You know, the average Christian just really bothers me. I don't frown on their face all the time. And they think they're being somber. They think that's somehow or another reverence in God's house when they come to church. I look like they're baptized in prune juice. And they lost their best friend and mother-in-law moved in with them. I want to tell you something. Being a saved child of God. Hey, listen, we ought to come in the house of God with gladness. And we're his courts with thanksgiving, and into his presence with praise. I mean, we ought to be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah! He makes me glad. He makes me glad in salvation. Well, Judas betrayed Christ and hanged himself in Matthew 27:5, but the two men on the road to Emmaus received him in Luke 24 and said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he walked, talked with us by the way? And while he opened unto us the scriptures?" I'm telling you, whenever you turn your heart against God and close God out, you've lost everything on this earth worth being glad about. You've lost everything in society worth being happy for. You've lost everything worth living for. Oh, but thank God, He can still make you glad. He can still make you glad. I will be glad today, for Jesus said in Luke 10:20, "Not because the spirits are subject unto me, but because my name is written in heaven." He said, "Don't rejoice over these other things, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven." I will rejoice evermore. I will rejoice without ceasing. I will rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. I will be glad today, and because I'm saved, saved, saved. I like what old Sammy Allen says. S-A-V-D, born again. Amen. He says, "I'm so glad I'm S-A-V-E-D, born again." Amen. And so I am. I'm glad I'm saved. He makes me glad in salvation. I'll say He makes me glad in service. You know, it's easy to be glad in salvation. If you're born again and you ain't glad about it, you ain't born again. You understand what I'm saying? This crowd says they're saved, but they walk around and face like old gray mule all the time. They're eating soul briars. I don't think they ever got the goods. Amen, that's right. But I tell you, in service sometimes, when you're trying to keep God's commandments, you're trying to do God's work, it's not always easy to be glad. But I'm glad He makes me glad, even in service, even when I don't I seem like I ought to be, even when everything's going against me, when times it seems are hard, Brother Thomas, He still makes me glad. Oh, thank God! He makes me glad, even in service. It's my desire. It is now my desire to live for Jesus. I've got something inside of me that pushes me, prods me, pokes me, moves me, motivates me to want to live for God. And I'll tell you what, when I do what I know is right, it sure does make me glad. Amen. I remember as a young man when Mom and Daddy would leave and they'd leave us a list of chores to do and they got home and chores was done, man. I was glad to see them. I was running out there in the car to catch them when they come driving up. I mean, I was glad to see them come driving back up. But Mother Matthew, there's some more times than not. They come driving back up and the chores wasn't done. And I was real glad to see them then. Boy, that's the way it is with the Lord. When I don't do what I know I'm supposed to do, I'm usually not real glad. But if I'll just give the service of God and do what God said and follow His commandments, for the end, He makes me glad in the middle of my service. There ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it when you've been doing what you know is right. And all of a sudden God shows up. And the Holy Ghost goes to stirring. And He's not convicting. He's a blessing. And man, they ain't nothing in the whole world like that. Eight times I come to church, I can't shout. Because the Holy Ghost come by, but He wasn't a blessing. He was a blistering. Amen. But thank God for them times when He comes by that I can shout because He's a blessing. And when I'm doing it, I know it's right. Thank God I can shout. He makes me happy. He makes me glad in service. He makes me glad. He makes me glad to serve Him and keep His commandments. John 13:17 says, "If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." Right. Amen. Proverbs 29:18, the first part of it, everybody knows. "Where there is no vision, the people perish." What about the last end of it? Anybody remember it? "He that keepeth the law, happy is he. He that keepeth the law. Oh, it's just so hard to live a Christian life, preacher. I just can't hardly make it no further. It's just so rough to try to live a Christian life. Well, that's the way most Christians live. I don't know what we're going to pray for me, preacher. Pray for me, preacher. I don't know how we're going to pay Sears and Roebuck. I don't know how we're going to pay off credit card bills. I don't know how we're going to pay off the bills and the mortgage. My government's just all crazy. My husband's rotten. My wife's rotten. My parents are sorry. My kids are on town. Everybody's bad for me. Ain't nobody got good sense for me. Everything's wrong with what I say. God, it's just so hard. I've been trying to do what's right. Ain't nobody else listening. Hey, buddy, you need to get in the service of God. Quit your whining. I'll set out to living for God. Quit crying about it. And get glad in the service of the Lord. Amen. You know why people are miserable trying to serve God? You know why people are miserable trying to serve God? They're not in the real service with a whole heart. That's right. And so they're not glad, they're sad. But if you'll get in service for God with your whole heart, He'll make you glad when you're sad. Amen. Amen. Because when the Holy Ghost comes by, it won't be blistering, it won't be convicting, it'll be blessing. It'll be blessing. That's why most of our church services today is dead. Most of our church services today are a mission to the saved. That's right, they're a mission to the saved. We spend all our time trying to keep them out of depression centers and keep them off alcohol and keep them out of sin. And we spend all our time trying to keep God's people straightened out. And they come to church once a week. When they get there, you got to spend a half hour in the altar at the end of the meeting trying to get right with God again. My Lord God, if you'd come to church this morning right with God, when the Holy Ghost come through here, ain't no telling how this thing would broke out. I mean, we all just come ready to serve God, ready to worship God, and are looking for a blessing instead of a blister.
You know what? Usually by the end of the meeting, we're just ready to have church in. Everybody done spent that first hour getting right with God, and we're ready to have church now.
Amen, that's right. Amen, yeah. We spend the first hour just getting right with God.
Why, if we'd come right with God and live in the service of the Lord, there ain't no telling what kind of fell paras and break loose amongst us. Amen. If we just liable to show Himself, amen.
You might just stand up and sit down and run around and act up every kind of way. If you'd come in right with God to start with.
No telling what would be liable to happen right here. Why, Lord, I believe if a man get right with God, Presbyterian could shout.
Amen. Amen. If he'd get right with God.
In service, in salvation, I'll say He makes me glad. He makes me glad.
In salvation, in service, I'll say He makes me glad. In supplication, amen. That little word supplication doesn't mean I'm just saying a bedtime prayer. It doesn't mean I'm just saying God is great and God is good. Let's thank Him for His food. That doesn't mean that. What it does mean, however, it means that I'm a praying a serious prayer. I'm praying a prayer. I'm seeking the face of God. My hearts are longing to get in touch with heaven. Oh, man! When my heart is the heaviest and has been the heaviest and I broke the hardest, I have no abundance of external reason to shout and rejoice. He makes me glad through His help and power. I'm glad the one that hears it all does hear me, has heard me, will hear me. And thank God for the sweet hour of prayer. Thank God for a little talk with Jesus. Thank God for the time I spend. I'm taking my burdens to my friend. What a friend we have. And the Lord Jesus, He still hears our prayer and our supplications.
And even when my heart is heavy, He makes me glad in supplication. Some of you here this morning have probably got some battles you've been facing. Maybe you've had all that you can handle on some things. Let me remind you, God is not dead. Heaven is not bankrupt. All that you need is still available through Him. Oh my, He's still listening. Hey, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and the beasts of the forest are His. The heavens is His throne, the earth is His footstool, and He's interested in you and interested in me. And God sees every sparrow that falls from the sky. How much more does your heavenly Father care for you? I consider the lilies, they've either toiled or spin. But there
there's not another more fairer. And the Lord crowns them every morning with dew and takes care of them. How much more will He take care of us? His youngest, when we call on Him, there's still gladness to be found in our supplication. There's still gladness to be found in prayer.
We sing the song, there's power in prayer, power to spare. All that I'll ever need is waiting right there. A few words, a child's faith, then goodbye to spare. Oh, there's power, power, much power in prayer. Well, in supplication, He makes me glad. When I'm tempted, He, having Himself been tempted, does know how to succor them that are tempted. And no temptation has taken you, but that such is common to man. And He will, with every temptation, make a way of escape. Thank God that He does. He makes me glad. He makes me glad in supplication. Man, that song again said, He makes me glad when I am sad. Man, some of the times I've been to God in prayer has been the times when I was at my lowest, at my deepest, my heart broken, shattered into pieces. Man, I've had churches run me off and deacons stab me in the back and folk cuss me out at the back door and people do us wrong. But oh, man, God has always been faithful and He's always been there when I pray. Woo! Thank God! And there's been a haven for rest. A haven of rest found in Him when I can find a place alone. How to get a hold of God in prayer. What a glorious place when you can pray. He'll make you glad.
In supplication, He makes me glad. Oh my. When I'm in trouble, He helps and brings help to make me glad again. Psalms 146 and 5 says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. I'm glad He still hears me. He hedges me. He helps me. Psalms 20 said, the name of the Lord God of Jacob, or the Lord hear thee in thy day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from Zion. Hey, listen, well, I'm glad He'll hear me, He'll hedge me, He'll help me when I pray. In supplication, He makes me glad. In salvation, He makes me glad. In service, He makes me glad. In sanctification, He makes me glad. Amen. The Lord makes me glad by bringing me closer to Him. Salvation is not something that happens, or sanctification is not something that happens when you come and kneel one time at the altar and say, dear God, sanctify it. It does not happen like a moving of a magic wand after you're saved. There's that growing process. And every day you move closer to God if you're a living right. And the Lord works on your heart. Howwith, wherewith shall a man cleanse his way? And the psalmist said, but with a washing of the water of the Word, that's how He sanctifies us day by day by day by day. And He said, if you'll draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. Thank God. And every day that I get, I'm sanctified by Him. And I move closer unto God. It makes me glad. Amen. The closer I am to Him, the more I love Him. The better I know Him, the better I love Him. And the closer I get to Him, the bigger I realize He is. And the smaller I know that I am. Thank God. He makes me glad through that sanctification.
This process of sanctification moves me every day closer toward the greatness, the godness, the goodness, and the godliness that is in Himself. And that is Himself. I'm glad that I'm saved. I'm glad I'm in His service. Thank God for times of supplication and sanctification. Through it all, He makes me glad. I'll say, and I'm going to throw this in here just for good measure, because I'm preaching one of them happy everybody shout, praise God messages. Throw something in here just to mess it up, I guess. I'm glad He makes me glad in separation too.
Amen.
Being saved ain't all about coming to church and hollering hallelujah.
Right.
You come to church, shout down the aisle, run all over the place, foam at the mouth like a mad dog, fall on the floor and do whatever else you want to do, it don't mean you're saved. Being a Christian is not like being a car. Going in the garage does not make you a car. Going to McDonald's doesn't make you a hamburger. Coming to church doesn't make you a Christian.
There's more to it than sitting down reading your Bible every once in a while. Saying what everybody else ought to be doing and trying to straighten the world out. Being a child of God is about being a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. And that you may show forth the praises of our God who hath called us out of everlasting darkness into His glorious light. That's 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. It's all about being separated. It's about being different. It's about being changed. And if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm telling you, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse number 17. You cannot be saved and not be changed. And every day that I'm saved, I become more changed. You understand what I'm saying? The longer I'm saved, the stranger I get. The more I'm with God, the more separated I become. The more peculiar that the world becomes to me and I become to them. I don't fit in like I used to fit in. I don't belong like I used to belong. I don't shape up like the world thinks I'm supposed to. I don't go along with what everybody else thinks and everybody else does. I'm not easily influenced by the things that are around me. I've got my focus on a greater prize. I've got my attention on a higher plane. I've got my eyes set on a prize and the mark of the high calling, which is in the Lord Jesus. He makes me glad in separation. I just go ahead and say this too. Separation does involve some things in our life that we ought not to do. And separation involves some things in our life that we ought to do. But that's not really the issue. The issue is your heart separated unto God. Are you really sold out to the Lord? That's the issue. And by the way, if you're saved, and you're not separated by that definition, if you're saved and your heart's not sold out to God, you're going to be a miserable human being. Amen. You'll be a miserable person. But you want to be glad? You'll be glad? So everybody wants... Hey, what does the Declaration of Independence say? All men created equal, have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You want to pursue happiness all your life and never catch it, or you want to catch that thing? If you want to catch it and quit pursuing it, you're going to have to get saved and sell out to God. That's all there is to it. And if you're not sold out, if you've been saved, but you're just sort of hanging in there, and you're not really sold out, you'll never, never, never be happy. You'll never be glad till you go all the way. And if you know to do it and you don't do it, it's a sin. You know to do good and not to do it, to him it is sin, according to the book of James. And you'll be miserable. Listen, I'm not angry at God because He commands us to be separate, to stay away from sin. I'm glad He separates me from this world. He frees me from this world. Amen. It's not that He commands me not to sin. It's He freed me from sin. It's not that He commands me not to partake in the things of this world. He freed me from the bondage of this world. It's not because He commanded me not to go back to Egypt. Thank God I'm living in Canaan now. Why would I want to go back to Egypt? I'm dwelling in a land that flows with milk and honey. The goodness of God, I ain't got nothing to go back to. Hey, I ain't lost a thing by living for Jesus. God's given me everything I've got. All the good times have come from serving the Lord. All the happy days have come from living for Jesus. I have nothing to go back to. Being saved is the best life there is. That's right. That's right. I'm not mad at God because He wants to separate me from this world. I'm tickled to death He does. I'm glad He separates me from this world. It's not reason to be mad. It's reason to be glad. And He makes me glad in separation. Yeah, I had a fellow tell me the other day, greatest compliment I think I've ever had. I think it was Brother Eddie was down there at the office the other day. I think it's the best compliment I ever had. I think they're just trying to pull my leg and poke fun at me because I'm out of weight. But it's the greatest compliment. I mean, absolutely the greatest compliment I ever had. Because down there and someone says, Eddie said something about, I better not hang around with that crowd. Said I'd be messed up, backslid, or something like that, sort of joking about. And then the fellow said, well, you ain't got much to worry about on him. He's just not very easily influenced. Amen. I said, hallelujah, thank God. Man, I'm not doing everything else because everybody else is. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to please Him. I'm like, woo, thank God. I'm not a sellout to this world and their ideas of right and wrong. and their ideas, what I ought to do, what I ought not to do, and how to raise my family. Thank God, I want to serve Him, live for Him, walk with Him, and follow Him with Him. Thank God for separation. He makes me glad. He makes me glad. He makes me glad in separation. Thank God I'm not like them. Why, they think we're strange. They're the ones that lose their mind on dope and alcohol and get holes stuck in their ears and nose and lip and tongues and all the rest of that stuff, and they think we're strange. See some nut, some old man with his hair down his back and a beard to his waist, four earrings in his ear, three through his nose, his eyebrow, tattoos so far all over him you can't even see his skin. Going half naked down the street like that. Son, he's got a cigar in one side of his mouth, a pack of chew in the back of another. Man, he's got the whole world by the tail, and a ball of beer stuck in a paper bag, and they think we're strange. Man, listen, friend, if this is strange, if you'll call old-time Christians strange, I'm glad I'm one of them. Amen. Call it whatever you want to call it. I'm glad I'm in that number. Say what you want to about it. I'd rather be an old-time Christian as anything I know. I'm glad I'm one of them. You part of that shouting crowd. I'm one of them. You part of that rejoicing crowd. Thank God I'm one of them. You part of that praying crowd. I'm glad I'm one of them. You part of that preaching crowd. I'm glad I'm one of them. You part of that King James crowd. I'm glad I'm one of them. Crucify me as you will. And say about me what you want. I'm glad, thank God. I'm glad I'm one of them. He makes me glad in separation. I'm not trying to fit in. I don't want to belong. This world's not my home. I'm passing through to a better city. His builder and maker is God. Whoa, I seek a better land. I seek a better country. I seek a better city. And one day, thank God, I'll have my feet safely on the other shore and sing, worthy is the Lamb. He makes me glad. Well, I'm getting ahead of my outline here, but it'll work. He makes me glad in separation, sanctification, supplication, service, and salvation. I'll say He makes me glad, and He will make me glad one day in saintly rapture or resurrection. You see, they once stood gazing into heaven, but this same Jesus that went away is coming again in like manner. The most comforting thought the church has today or has ever had is that we're going home soon. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." Man, it ain't going to last forever. It just won't be long. We're moving on to a better place. And this world that I don't fit in is going to be burned to a pile of ashes. And God's going to make all things new. And He Himself is going to be the light. And the sun and the moon will have no need to shine. We'll never hunger. We'll never thirst. We'll never suffer. We'll never have any problems. Never have any troubles. Never have any trials. There'll never be any more pain. Nobody will ever die again. Nobody will ever be sick again. Nobody will ever be in trouble again. There'll be no jail houses. There'll be no funeral homes. There'll be no hospitals. And there'll be no fire departments. Oh, there'll be no need for an insurance company or a computer or a job or a transfer truck. But all of our needs will be met. We won't have to worry about a bad year of the crops. We can go to the tree of life and pick the fruit anytime we want. We won't have to worry about the water supply. I face a river of life that flows. Oh, it's clean as crystal. And from the throne of God. And we'll stand continuously and before the throne singing, "Hallelujah, blessed and honor and might and power be in our God, which liveth and reigneth and ruleth forever. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb." We'll sing that new song. I said, He makes me glad. He makes me glad. If there's anything makes me glad, you go tell my going home, and that makes me glad. I'm glad I'm headed toward heaven. As fast as I can go, I am not a turning around a day.
Amen.
He makes me glad When I am sad, He's the dearest friend I ever had. He makes me glad. I'm done. Come the song. Y'all preach me this morning till I'm half dead. I'm glad I know Him. Now listen, if you had never been saved, you are sitting there this morning, some of you sitting there right now is looking like cash down your gate. I mean, you don't even know what's going on. Mixed up the termite and the yo-yo. Why is all them people carrying on so and shouting? What is it that makes that one over there cry while he's preaching and raise his hand? Why is them ladies grinning and looking in their Bibles and waving their hands and rejoicing the Lord? Why is that preacher stomping, sweating, snorting, shouting, carry on that way? What are all of them so happy about? Well, I want to tell you something, friend. Happy as the people who's in such a case. Yay! Happy as the people whose God is the Lord. He makes me glad. Hey, I'm not a shouting because I'm driving an Oldsmobile. I'm not a shouting because I'm wearing a new suit I got and it's 3-year-old. I'm not a shouting because I've got a reasonable good house to live in. But I'm a shouting because my name is written in heaven. He makes me glad. It's not external things that's satisfying me. It's the internal things that's making me happy. It's not this world that's making me happy. It's something out of this world that's making me happy. He makes me glad when I'm sad. He's the dearest friend I've ever had. If you've never known Him, you need to know Him this morning. Maybe you need to come do business with God today. Whatever you need, the Lord is ready to hear your prayer. Would you stand with us? She's just singing a song. You may want to come and pray. You may need to come and pray. Maybe some of you are just glad enough you want to come tell the Lord how much you appreciate Him and love Him. I believe that'd be in order. She's just singing, you need to come. You come.